everybody loves a night out, whether it's seeing your favorite band in person or maybe being there in the crowd to cheer on your favorite team. Well, with the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program, you can go to the concert or show of your choice and earn credit towards your next live event. Vivid Seats is the top source for tickets for all the live events you want to go to. You can sort by price or look for seats in the section and row of your choice, all in the Vivid Seats app. To make things even better, Vivid Seats now has a loyalty program that allows fans to earn credit back. All you need to do is use the Vivid Seats app to purchase tickets and start earning today. Go to the App Store or Google Play and download the Vivid Seats app. Fans are automatically enrolled in the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program. Every purchase is backed by a 100% buyer guarantee. From the biggest concerts and games to the hottest theater shows and more, Vivid Seats has it all. Download the app and join the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program today. Make a memory that lasts a lifetime and let the Vivid Seats app help you get to your favorite live event. Enter promo code ESPN25 for 10% off your next order.
The fourth youngest to 50, but the most young, Trae Young. This is just comedy with his range. And he was able to stick to Jimmy Butler after the premature celebration. That had to feel good. But national panel, I ask you, 4 points. The three players who were younger to get to 50.
Ooh, I covered one of them. Brandon Jennings.
Wow, everybody knew it. Lasky, you were the quickest. You were the quickest. Kalishaw had it.
I said
Isola had it. I hear you, Frank Isola. I hear you. Woody and LeBron. Everybody gets points.
Jabral Crawford was young.
That's incorrect, Woody Page. We'll move on.
Crawford,
you decide 2020. Let's start with NFL CBA talk. This isn't just about one more playoff team in each conference. Not even just about 17 regular season games. It's the revenue split and how it would increase. Up a half a percentage point to 48.5 should there be an extra regular season game. And then that would cap those game checks at $250,000, which is less than what a nice percentage of the league typically makes for the game, maybe 10%. So, in advance of the vote, the 11 NFL Players Association executives posted their suggestion today. It was 6-5, 6-no, 5-yes. Those PA execs are talking to the player reps today. Eventually, a vote of 2,100 or so players. Well, let's talk to you, Bill Plaschke. There's a lot of deep details in this, fine, suspension, and training camp as well. If you're the players, are you signing off on this?
Absolutely, I'm signing off on this. It's less training camp, more money. The extra game, if you look at the stats, the teams that play in playoff games and play extra games every year don't get any more hurt than the teams regular. The players, again, it's more money for these players, and I guarantee they're going to vote for this because the executive committee is a lot of veterans who have made their money. The population of the union is mostly populated with younger players who haven't made their money, who will benefit from the increased game check. It's more money, less work in training camp, more money in regular season. It's a no-brainer.
No-brainer. I guess we could end the conversation right here. Plaschke says it's a no-brainer. Woody Page, how's your brain?
I think it's a brainer, Bill. Even though you're right that the younger players are going to go for it because they want that $250,000 check, I think the older players are saying, really, is that enough? Even if it goes to 48.5%, why aren't we getting 50%? We got 32 owners over here, 2,100 players over here. So I think it depends on how long you've been in the league, what your position is in regard to how you feel about percentage of money based on what the owners are getting. And I think they did tease him with enough. Bill, you're right. They teased him with a lot of things like marijuana, no suspension for that, fewer marijuana checks for players, shorter training camp, an acclimation period, whatever that means. But I think they teased him with enough stuff that they will vote for it, in my mind. But I think there are a lot of people that
But you're
don't
calling
like
that show. A tease. You're saying the league... I don't want to put words in your mouth. Say it to me, Woody, that the league is saying, look at all this great stuff over here. You can have an extra playoff game. We won't view marijuana the same way, but 17 games coming your way.
Yeah. It's incentive. It's like a magician over here trying to get you to look over here and say, oh, look at this, that we're going to give you all of this. Like expand the roster by two. Expand the practice squad by two. So they're giving them a lot of incentives to...
Okay, but you're calling that misdirection where some might just call that a negotiation. You know, you have to give something to get something. Tim Kalishaw, let's bring you in here.
Always hard to follow that Abby normal brain and plasma too. Let me just try to say this. Plaschke is correct about what we're talking about here. If you're a superstar and you're in your 30s and you're making $15 million a year, you can say no and wait around and afford a lockout. If you're the rank and file, which is what most real unions work for, the rank and file workers, not the millionaires at the top of the food chain, of course you're going to take this. There's more practice squad jobs. There's a big bump in pay for second-year players, $90,000 if you're a minimum player. The 17th game, you'll gladly take that extra check, especially if you're going to have short careers. So even though, you know, I think the percentages should have gone up more, and I don't know why the players can't get to 50% other than the owners don't want to give it to them.
yes, that's
this,
part
this
of
it. This is a very fair deal, and I think they will end up
taking it. It's possible they can get there, but that would require potentially a work stoppage, which is always right. On the horizon here. Speaking of our rank and file, Frank Isola's with us. Let's bring in Frank here.
Rank and file,
well, Tony,
Frank.
You're absolutely right. Think about the popularity of the sport. Think about coming off a terrific Super Bowl. The last thing they want is any kind of work stoppage. I think the players have some leverage here. But remember, the guys on an executive committee, player reps are older players. So when they think of a 17 game, they know the wear and tear it takes. Younger players are saying, yeah, what's the big deal? Let's go out there and play. I think the vote deserves to go to all the players. But remember, it is the haves and the have-nots. And there's a lot more have-nots in the NFL who know that their career span is between 1 and 3 years. Those guys want the money now. I understand that. The vote should go to all the players.
Lashke, you want back in here? Please, go ahead.
No, Frank, I don't think the players have any leverage. That's why. That's the only reason they're going to take this. They're not going to strike. There'll be no work stoppage. Their careers are too short. We've seen that. The union's not going to do that. The players won't vote to walk out on careers that will last 2 or 3 years anyway. It won't happen.
Tim,
that's why.
Tim, you want to answer that?
The NFL doesn't want to lose
Tim,
games.
All you got to do is look at the XFL or look at any league that pops up and see what players are willing to play for. And then think about, okay, you want to make six times that much if you're making the lowest scale in the NFL? Of course they should vote for it.
So March 18th is the new year for the NFL. That's when this has to be agreed to by. Will it be agreed to? Bill Plaschke, yes or no? Point blank.
Yes, I think
Woody
it's
Page,
a slam
point
dunk.
Blank.
Yes.
Tim Kalishaw?
Correct.
Frank Isola?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
We move on. NBA now. Yes. Joel Embiid, his 39-16 last night was enough to call himself the best player in the world after the game. The best player in the world saw a team go 44-8 in his face. The Nets went on a 44-8 run in the middle of the second quarter. This game needed overtime, and the Sixers prevailing. You can laugh at Joel Embiid. Go ahead, laugh at Joel Embiid. But do the Sixers need him to think this? And is he, if he's going like this, does he at least get close to being the best player in the world, Frank?
Well, first of all, Tony, get it right. It's best player on the planet. That's what most of the NBA players usually say. And on Saturday night, he will see the best player on the planet. That'll be Giannis Antetokounmpo. The game will be on ABC, by the way. But I love the way that he played. He certainly should be a top 10 player in the league. And he played like that the last night. The key was 4 free throws in the final 35 seconds. They needed all of them. Then he made a big defensive play. So that's what the superstar players do. It's not just about putting up big points, making winning plays. And that's what Embiid did in the final 35 seconds of regulation.
Tim Kalishaw, how do you hear Embiid saying best player in the planet?
He's not close to the best player. I think Frank is right. You can argue best top 10. You can argue he's the best in Philadelphia, especially when Ben Simmons doesn't suit up. But and probably even when he does. But you got to look at some of their recent losses. They lose to Boston. Embiid's 1 for 11. The last time they played the Bucks, he's 6 for 26. He's a 47% shooter, which is a lousy percentage for a big man. And that doesn't come from shooting threes. He misses a lot of shots everywhere. He's a very inconsistent player. But at his ceiling, for a night or two, he can be right at the top with anyone.
Woody, do you think the Sixers want him to say this, want him to think this, want him to be this way?
Oh, absolutely. They want him to try and be the best player on the planet, in the world, in the universe, wherever it might be. But I think the All-Star game encouraged him that when he's down low, teams that play against them, particularly on the road, want him out there at the three-point line. Because of Simmons and Horford, there's a lot of traffic under the basket in the lane. And so as a result of Simmons not being in the game, he has a lot more spacing there, and he can get inside and do more work in there. And he would shoot better if he had an opportunity to get low a lot more. But we see him wandering the court trying to be a guard at some point. So I think if he does concentrate on this, and Simmons realizes watching the game that if he allows Embiid to get down low, that it's going to be more successful because they're going to be together. They're not going to get rid of either one of them.
Bill Plaschke?
If you're going to be the best player in the world, you have to make your team better. And Ben Simmons is part of this team, and when they're together, they're not better. They have a 12 net rating when Embiid's on the court alone. When Embiid and Simmons play together, they have a 1 net rating. It's 12. They're 12 times better with Embiid by himself, but they can't win without both of them. So he's got to figure out how to, you know, enable and empower Simmons more and vice versa.
Last word, Frank Isola.
You know, it's funny, too. After the game, the media, they always ask Embiid, are you having fun? Are you happy? It doesn't matter if he's happy. It matters if he's in shape and he's, you know, if his diet is right. Because last year in the playoffs, remember, he had to miss games because of a tummy ache, his knee bothered. Who cares
this
about
is
his
an
happiness?
Incredible
just
thing
get in shape
up, right?
And you can dominate.
You know, there's always like, well, happiness. If he's motivated, if he's happy. If you're not in the mood, you get in the mood. Let's go now.
There you go.
Bang.
Stay with one of the teams on the court last night. Your Nets, Frank Isola. Kyrie Irving's shoulder surgery. Done for the year. Brooklyn is paying Durant and Irving $69 million this year, and that's it for the season. That's a wrap, 20 combined games. Frank, you do the pre and post only on Yes. Is there any feeling of, I don't know, is this going to work? Are they feeling that in Brooklyn right now?
How can you not feel it? Remember, everyone knew the situation with Durant, that he probably wasn't going to play this season. But Kyrie Irving, the questions about his leadership, number one, and his durability. He's missed close to 2 full NBA seasons already over the course of his career. He cannot stay healthy. That will be a huge issue going into next season. And you have the question mark now with Durant as well.
You make fun of me. How many jobs does Frank Isola have? You know, the thing with Kyrie Irving.
College tuition.
Under 500 with him. They're 500 without him. Obviously, I think they'd be better if he plays. It hasn't shown up on the court this year. I don't know if they hang on and make the playoffs or not, but I don't think it puts any damper on next year. Next year's always been their year.
Same. Woody Page?
Well, I think it's a good idea that they are going to make the playoffs because of younger players that they're going to have to build around with those two superstars are going to get more experience. Now, when Durant comes in, he and Kyrie are going to start basically over. They've never played together. They've never really been in a situation like this. So I think that it's going to be a positive situation next year. But right now, Kyrie Irving has just proven over and over again he can't play a full season. And it just happens. And he needs to not be concerned about leadership. Durant's the leader, going to be the leader of that team.
Bill Plaschke?
Huge disappointment for the Nets. They wanted Kyrie this year to try to develop some chemistry with the rest of the team to at least moving forward so then they can integrate Durant. He hasn't done that. And he's had his career high in points and rebounds, yet he's not in the court enough to make it happen. They're better with him off the court. This has been a huge bust year. And moving forward, they have to wonder, is this going to work?
Frank, I saw the last word after the horn.
Tim is absolutely right. According to that, you know, the famous Dallas Cowboy coach, Bill Parcells, you are what your record says you are. 8-12 with him, 17-17 when he doesn't play in.
And that's this year. Last year with the Boston Celtics, those numbers sounded awfully the same as well. Celtics better when he was off the floor. Plaschke 22, Page 16, Kalisha 25, Isola 24. Anybody's ball game. In RSL next.
Oh no, it is.
It's not Woody's ball game. Woody's out of it.
Probably not Woody.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17.
Tua and the Cowboys. NFL Network had him, and when they asked him which system he would fit best in the NFL, who did he tell him? Well, he grew up a Cowboys fan. If he had a choice, he'd play for the Cowboys. Would even sit the year behind Dak. Tim Kalisha, I turn to you for Cowboys. How do you think Jerry hears that?
I'm trying to wonder how players who've never seen the Cowboys in a conference championship game grew up Cowboy fans. But that aside, because if you're under 30, you don't remember any. That aside, this is just, it's humorous, although it seems like a daily thing now that they're piling on Dak with another question, whether it's Emmitt Smith or Tua wanting his job. It's just more pressure on them.
But you don't think Jerry's swayed in any way? No.
No. Okay. They're not going to.
Maybe they grew up reading in the Dallas Morning News, the Lowry Froze of one Tim Kalischoff. Frank Isola, how about you?
Well, he did kind of say, I'd be willing to sit back for a year, which maybe that's kind of gives you an indication of where he is health-wise. Mm-hmm. I think this is him saying, what system can I fit in? I could play anywhere, but if I had my choice, I'd like to play for the team that I grew up rooting for. Why not?
No flash. What if Jerry says, well, how about we trade Prescott, bring in Tom Brady, and then draft Tua? How about that? I mean,
yes. How about that? That would be
a lot of
crazier things. Crazier things.
That would be very Jerry.
Oh, Tim says that can't happen.
No,
yeah, it'd be very Jerry.
Nothing crazier than has happened.
Oh, it'll happen.
Woody Page, how about you?
I'm selling Bill and Tim. Tim, he grew up reading the Honolulu Advertiser, not the Dallas Morning News. And Bill, in regard to that,
we hope he did.
He was having fun. Did you watch the interview? He was having fun with his answer. He knows he's going to go to number 5 to the Miami Dolphins and try and resurrect that team and play for a year behind Fitzpatrick.
How much do we hope he was reading the Advertiser? He was looking at his phone. That's what he... We'll move on. Kansas Baylor. What could be a better weekend matchup than this? Number 1 versus number 3. Could be a Big 12 championship preview. Could be a Final Four national championship preview. Tim... What do you know? What do you buy from this matchup? You know this conference. You know this Baylor team.
These are all my accounts. It's not going to be as easy as the last game was. Oddly enough, Baylor had a fairly routine time beating them in Lawrence. Dotson will play better for Kansas. But I think Baylor has grown in confidence. I think Jared Butler, with his shooting lately, has become one of the best players in the country. Baylor wins again, but closer.
Kansas has the best inside-outside combination in the country with Dotson and Azubuike. Here's the thing for Baylor. They're very good defensively, and if you can win this game, that's 2 wins over Kansas, including one in Allen Fieldhouse. That's like a program-changing type of moment for
them. Bill Plaschke.
Only one team has ever swept Kansas under Bill Self in the regular season. Yep. It's not going to happen here. Dotson, remember, Dotson didn't play the second half of the first meeting. Kansas is on a 3-point shooting tear. Self has time to prepare. Kansas wins.
Woody Page.
Yeah. Kansas has gotten better since that first game, and I think it's going to be low scoring again. And I think Kansas wins this game because it's more important to Kansas than it is to Baylor. They're both going to be number 1 seeds, and they're probably going to play again in the Big 12 final.
That's true. It's important to both, but also they might meet again. Also, it's at 11 a.m. This is an incredibly early tip here.
Weird time.
Yes.
Very strange.
Look for deadlines. Bill, you brought up a great piece of information. No one's ever swept Self in the regular season. Do you know the team to do it? You said the one team, and do you know who it is?
No, you know what?
I went to you because I thought, Oklahoma State. Oh, Plaschke. Oh, this is so unfortunate. We move on. Wilder Fury 2. Shocked that a pre-fight press conference turned into a fight. Wilder Fury 1 ended in a split draw with Fury controlling early. Wilder getting his big right hand in the 9th and 12th and putting them down. Woody, you got guys all over Vegas. What do you buy? What do you sell here?
I'm buying Wilder in this. We always use the phrase puncher's chance. Well, Fury doesn't have a puncher's chance because he's not a great puncher. He's a defensive guy. He actually is a very orthodox boxer, but Wilder put him down twice in their previous match. I think he's going to knock him out in less than 10 rounds, and it's getting late early.
Tim Kalischoff, how about you?
I don't know about the knockout, but I do know Wilder, he did knock him down twice, and Fury was cut last time he fought. And you wonder if that's going to be a problem in this fight. I think Wilder wins TKO.
Isola?
Yeah, I agree. I don't know why Tyson Fury is putting on so much weight. I think he's going into the fight at like 270. That just means when he goes down, it's going to be like a giant tree. Boom.
Yeah, that weight's going to make him a bigger target. Wilder knocks him out in the 8th round.
All right. Clean sweep here. Everybody's got Wilder.
KO. Hey.
The big tree went down hard when he had the staff, but didn't know which team. Bill Plaschke, big tree goes down hard. Woody, where are you going? Woody, stay with us.
Got knocked out.
Kalischoff, Isola, showdown in 2 minutes.
There's crispy. And then there's crispy-er. Try our new and improved Tyson Crispy Chicken Strips. Crispy just got crispy.
Tim Kalischoff, Frank Isola, good luck in showdown. Trae Young's 50 You can know that he's the guy that pulls up and hits from the logo. But when you see him pull up and hit from the logo, you're like, wow, he just pulled up and hit from the logo. Tim Kalischow, what does 50 mean at 21 years of age?
Well, people know I have to be impressed, Tony, because as folks know, I scored 32 in an intramural game on my 22nd birthday. Yes. Couldn't do it when I was 21. Yes. So I've got to give Trae Young credit here.
Look at the distance of some of those shots. What's impressive is he scored 20 in the fourth quarter. He did not play in the fourth quarter of the All-Star game when Team Giannis scored 22 points in about 41 minutes. Why didn't Nick Nurse have him
See,
in?
That's what you should have brought up, Kalischow. That's what you can relate to, not playing in the fourth quarter of your intramural game. Yes. We'll move on. Nathan Gerby on Claude Giroux flat out levels him. Then he accepts the invitation from Travis Sanheim and takes him down, gets a standing ovation from the Columbus home crowd. Are you guys familiar with Gerby? Been in the league, in and out of the league, a decade. It's listed at 5'4", 169, second shortest player in NFL history. Sanheim was 11 inches taller for this fight. Frank, how do you grade Gerby's fight skills?
Well, first of all, the check was illegal. He left his feet. And all Travis is trying to do is just prevent him from doing anything else. He could have beat him up. It's like being with your little brother. You're just holding him back from trying to do any more damage.
I grade his fighting skills as smart. Did you see that lefty threw? He hit him in the chest. He knows he can't get into a trading punches with somebody that size. He tied him up and got him on the ground.
He had to leave his feet. Yes, he had to leave his feet. He was giving up a
foot and
a half. Point, Kalischow. We'll move on. Eastern Illinois, Murray State yesterday. Score was 50-23, and the probability was looking kind of like that. And then, as you can see, an enormous comeback, 27-point comeback over the last 11 minutes. Tim, did Eastern win it or Murray blow it?
You know, I hate to be negative, but when you're projected to be in the tournament, a number 15 seed, you have a 27-point lead, 11:45 to go. You want to stay up there with Austin Peay, you cannot let that lead get away. That's what Murray State did.
Here we go again with 98% winning chance. Didn't you say this about the 49ers against the Kansas City Chiefs?
Yes.
All they had to do in the final 11 minutes, just take a shot clock violation every possession, and you would have won the game.
That's what I would have said about you when you started showdown with a win. But no, Tim Kalischow, take your face time.
In the NHL, they love worst-to-first stories. You heard all about last year, the Blues, worst team in January, worst record in January, won the Cup. How about the team that was 1-7-1 back in October, the Dallas Stars? They're playing the Blues tonight. Winner takes over first place in the Western Conference. It's going to be a great race. Woody's Avalanche sort of hanging on. Keep an eye on those Stars. They beat the Blues 2 weeks ago.
So you've got
Dallas stuff in the show. 1 month.
The Blues, this year's Blues are going to be your team. Okay, the Dallas Stars.
Enough with Dallas.
7 1/2 hour break.
Was worst to worst.
See you Monday.